Hey class, welcome back. Professor Kennedy here with this week's edition of Chalk Talk, brought to you by the Ray Morgan Company. Let's talk about the Giants. It was a few weeks ago, I remember sitting at home and watching the Giants-Rams play, and I was thinking to myself, third down and 32, what can you possibly call that's going to get you any yards or get you at least in the field goal position? You see, the Giants here are going to be playing a prevent defense. This guy's going to come back here, he's going to slide over, and you're supposed to have a shield, a barrier to prevent you to get into the sticks in the first down. But what really disturbed me is that not only did the Rams convert to a first down, but Robert Woods scored a touchdown on a bubble screen of all things. And I said to myself at that very moment, I think the Giants have given up on the season. They have not been inspired to play, and they're playing like this at home to the Rams. Let's take a look at this play. Nothing fancy about it. You see, you have the tunnel screen, a couple good blocks by big guys up front, horrible angles. And what was number 24 thinking? Not even trying. I said at that particular point, I'm worried about this team. I don't know what the Raiders are going to see when they play them, but you know what? They still have some playmakers. They still have some guys that can make it happen on defense. So I said, let me give them another shot. Fast forward to the Kansas City game. And this one play that we're going to look at right here, to me, I think gave them inspiration not only to beat the Chiefs, but play a much better defense since that fateful day against the Rams. This is one of the plays that Chiefs been running against a number of people, and I think it finally caught up with them against the Giants. What's going to happen is you're going to have a down block, guard's going to pull and seal, fullback has got lead, and Alex Smith has an option. He can either hand it for the fly sweep, or in this case, he can also hand it to Travis Kelce on a shovel pass. We've seen it work for him a couple of times, but this time, because this man right here, number 98, Damian Harrison, not only does he disrupt the play, but it ends up being a turnover that helps the Giants beat the Chiefs. Let's take a look. See the down block by the guard? Watch Harrison just throw him on the side. Jason Pierre-Paul knocks the ball up right in Harrison's hands. Turnover. So that play helped the Giants beat the Chiefs. There's been so much attention by Jason Pierre-Paul and Vernon, the outside guys, I decided to take a closer look at this guy. I mean, he is a beast in the middle. Not only that play he made against the Giants, he's been making plays all year. And I know this, in order for you to keep a comfortable pocket, you got to keep the defensive tackles at bay. And he's getting a tremendous amount of push. Just watch him manhandle the guard in this play. Should be a simple down block. He takes on two, throws the guard aside, makes the tackle on the interior. The Raiders run a lot of interior runs with Marshawn Lynch. So it's absolutely imperative you block the box and, most importantly, control the line of scrimmage. Can't allow penetration. So in closing, not only Raiders have to worry about the exterior, but they also have to worry about the interior part. Harrison is a beast at nose guard. Rodney Hudson, Gabe Jackson, Kelechi Osemele are going to have their hands full. But if they take care of business and protect the pocket, you'll give a nice lane for Derek to be able to step up and throw downfield. Well, that does it for this week's edition of Chalk Talk, class. I'll see you next week.